Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the... And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, let's go to Joshua in Florida. Got several guests coming up. Joshua, you're on the air. Welcome.
Mr. Jones, how are you today, sir?
Good.
You know, you alluded yesterday to another amazing suicide that took place. Actually, today is the six-year anniversary of when Private First Class Lavina Johnson beat herself up, raped herself, burned her genitals, shot herself in the head, and then burnt the Halliburton tent that her dead body was found in.
Well, are you a conspiracy theorist? I mean, well, Diana said Charles told me he's going to kill me in a fake auto accident on video and a diary, and it's proven they killed her, and it was all staged now, but so what? And this other guy said that they were going to kill him and after him. He was the main whistleblower who could bring down Rupert Murdoch and the prime minister. He's found dead, but they call it a conspiracy theory to even question the cops within minutes of finding the body, saying it wasn't foul play. You're supposed to just believe what you're told, okay?
Well, I have to agree. I think these people who question this are really like anti-American seditionists. I think they should probably be executed with no trial because this is America. We can't have people questioning the government. This country was founded on bootlicking, Alex. You know that.
Well, the land of the bootlickers, home of the cowards. And, I mean, look, all over the country, city councils are firing mayors they don't like outside of law, banning free speech, banning assembly, banning founding any group without their permission. You can't have gardens. That's happening all over the country. I mean, this is freedom, pal, and this is good. This is great.
There's some local tyranny going on here in Orlando. I think you've covered it, where they have a city ordinance here to where you can't feed share food with homeless with greater groups of 25 or more within 2 miles of City Hall. And I've actually gone down there on several occasions to document this, and I keep asking the police, like, is there any law you won't enforce? So I've got police officers on record when I say, you know, if they say it's against the law to practice Christianity, will you arrest people? Yes, we will if it's a law. If it's against the law to own firearms, will you round people up? Hey, if it's a law, we'll do it. So it's very alarming, this blind.
Isn't Orlando the town? I've seen a bunch of towns where they arrest you en masse. You know, I mean, even if you hand a homeless person a sandwich, they'll have like 20 cops there arresting preachers and people and really getting off on it.
Yeah, they actually had a sting. They did a sting here where once they passed the ordinance, they had cops dress up as homeless people, and they did a head count. And it was legal to feed 24 and 25 homeless people, but they did a head count. And as soon as that 26th sandwich was given to the homeless person,
good,
they brought them in and started arresting people. And they've now
good. I mean, I want to stop you right there. I've seen that video. This is good. I mean, you don't pack your kid a lunch in Chicago. You can't be. They actually said parents can't be trusted. You don't. We tell you what type of light bulb or toilet to have. We home inspect you without warrants. You're not allowed to have a garden in your yard. I mean, what type of sick freak are you, Joshua, to think that you, TSA sticking their hands in your pants. In your pants is freedom, man.
I think it keeps me safe. Like, you know, I used to, when I grew up in Kentucky, and all my family and friends had guns, and I thought that was safety until I moved to Florida, and I realized you're not safe until you have a bunch of guys with black ski masks and badges running around with Batman utility belts and fully automatic weapons on every street corner. That's real safety.
Well, safety is where the government openly runs the narcotics and the hit teams, and the government hands out the guns to the gangs that they control to kill the rival gangs, and they get caught, and nobody gets in trouble, but there's, you know, 25 cops to come after people handing out sandwiches to homeless people and telling them the gospel of Jesus Christ. You see, that is freedom, and you ought to kiss the ground at that police department. You should worship them. How dare you? How are you listening to us in Orlando?
Well, they have you on 8:10 a.m. They play your whole entire three-hour segment Monday through Friday on 8:10 a.m. I just listen to web-based. But
all right, well, thank that station. We're getting a lot of listeners from there and a lot of contacts. And I know they have us up against Lord Limbaugh, so it's important to spread the word about that fine station there. Thank you so much. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with more evil. You may hear folks call in who think it's all right to give a homeless person a sandwich or pack their own child a lunch. Oh, yeah, we got sickos here. Or people that have tomato plants in a box on their front porch. You heard me right. The FCC may shut us down. That was some serious profanity right there.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to be joined here in just a few minutes by Mark Crutcher, and he's a great researcher into eugenics and made the film MAFA 21, Black Genocide, the 21st Century America. I thought I'd tie it into some of these eugenics books that we've been researching here, written by UN Prize winners, Nobel Peace Prize winners, you name it, all posing as, quote, liberals. You need to understand what's going on and how it dovetails with this article today that is up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. David Beckham reignites hypocrisy over overpopulation alarmist. Ultra-rich elitists lecture middle class on having less children, reduce living standards while living in opulence and procreating with gusto. They all these eugenicists on average have five children, private trains, jets, you name it. That is all coming up. Gold is at $1,601.05. We also have silver well above $40 an ounce as the dollar continues and other currencies to be devalued. That's coming up. But I've got to cover this breaking. A week ago, I got calls at the office. I'm going to be honest. A lot of times I get these calls, and another town's under martial law. Another town has checkpoints even during the day. Another town, I've seen towns in Illinois where they come into your house. And it's been in newspapers, but the newspapers write it, you know, like it's a good thing. And, you know, the Johnsons woke up to police code enforcers at 6 a.m. standing above their bed, checking to see if they had more than two toothbrushes. Three toothbrushes would result in a fine, meaning more people secretly live there, under code enforcement. I mean, I've seen this. I mean, this stuff goes on. And Americans bend over and take it, so it gets even worse. Well, you've seen Quartzsite where they say there's no free speech and arrest people during citizens' communication for no reason and fire the mayor when he says it's wrong, even though the city council can't. Arkansas town seeks to ban free speech, formation of groups, including bird watching, Second Amendment, any group they want. You've got to get permission if you even want to form a group to run somebody against them for council. This is directly out of North Korea. And I imagine federal courts will rule it's wonderful. Let's play part of this clip and then go to our guest. Here it is.
An ordinance in a small Arkansas town is getting national attention. It's a story you saw first on Fox 16. The ordinance forbids groups to meet without city council approval. And although it's aimed at one citizen's group in particular, it encompasses anyone mentioning city business in a conversation. Fox 16's Katherine Johnson talked with an attorney about this, and she joins us now live to tell us what this attorney had to say about it.
Well, it's interesting. The Gould City Council still believes that these ordinances actually carry some weight, and there's a very good reason for them. But when I spoke to the law school dean at UALR, he said they would only bring embarrassment to the natural state.
I couldn't believe that it was real when I first read it.
Disbelief is a common first reaction to Gould's latest city ordinances.
Well, the truth is, the city of Gould doesn't have the authority to tell anyone that they have no right to petition them and no right to speak and no right to exist in their city.
But that is just what the ordinances do, disbanding a citizens group, forbidding the mayor from meeting with people, and stopping any groups from forming if members discuss the city without council approval.
So the fact is, if it's aimed at this group, it also extends to you talking to your mother or a church group or any other group.
That's enough. You know, I shouldn't laugh. You can watch the rest of the newscast at InfoWars.com, Fox 16. And at least Fox said this was wrong. I saw newscasts during the Obama campaign in Missouri, Illinois, and other states. We played them, and I got clips of it in Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, where they said, if you criticize Obama, the police are going to arrest you. And they cut to the district attorney, and they said, yes, we will decide if something's truthful. If you say he's not a Christian, we will arrest you. Well, whether that's true or not, it's your right to say it. The point is, this is a power grab. And, you know, cops can't stick their hands down your pants without a warrant, but TSA says they can. Every hospital has to have radiology test before they can run x-rays, but TSA says they're exempt. They have no law. They just say, we have guns. We rule. I mean, Hitler didn't have the law behind him. He just did it. And it's time for folks to realize this country has political, spiritual, psychological, economic cancer. Now, I wanted to get into eugenics from the perspective of what's being done to black Americans. I've talked to NAACP people. I have talked to, quote, liberal black activists. And they say, I don't want to discuss black abortion because it's a sacrament for them. And I say, so if cops beat up a black gangbanger, that's a big freak out. Everybody weeps and wails and gnashes their teeth. But if 51 to 52% of blacks are never born in this country, oh, that's a wonderful, great thing. Okay. And you need to know the history of Margaret Sanger and the liberal movement. They said, we'll pose as liberals in public letters so we can kill these weeds. Those are quotes. Get rid of these weeds. Now, you need to expand on that. And we're going to our guest here. We have a whole article up on it today at prisonplanet.com. But here it is. Beckham's a bad example for families. That's the big football star, soccer star. And the very groups lecturing them, saying there should be a law against having more than two children. They're the ones that have five children or more, like Ted Turner. So we'll be talking more about that. This is a larger agenda. It's what the bisphenol A and the plastics is about. We have the government documents on that. We're going to be going over all of it today. But I take you now to Mark Crutcher, who I appreciate holding while I was ranting. And he's a pro-life movement, full-time, well-known national spokesman. LDI.org, lifedynamics.com. And he's got a syndicated radio show. He's on in Dallas, makes documentary films. I'm not going to belabor his long bio. But the point is that if you don't like government-run health care, they say you're a racist. Chris Matthews says that, and Carlos Watson, nothing to do with it. They play the race card. The truth is, at the end of the day, if you hang out with real mainline establishment liberals, they're really control-freak Nazis who will giggle and laugh at you and admit they hate black people. I don't know if that's what Matthews thinks personally or Watson, but the people I've run into, including some black folks, think we need to kill blacks. I mean, this is a sacrament. And Mr. Crusher, do you agree with that analysis?
Absolutely. They see abortion. First off, you have to back up a little bit. These eugenicists, who most people think don't exist anymore, but they actually do. You know, it's kind of like from a spiritual standpoint, I've always said that one of the greatest tricks that was ever played by Satan is that he convinced people he doesn't exist. That gives him free reign to do whatever he wants to do. Eugenicists are in the same situation. These eugenicists have convinced people that eugenics is something that died with the Nazis, when in reality, it's more prevalent today than it's ever been. And these people are what I call the moneyed elite. The Ted Turners, the Bill and Melinda Gateses, the George Soros, Warren Buffett, T. Boone Pickens. These people believe that the world belongs to them and that the rest of us are just kind of interlopers who they can decide to let stay or not let stay.
Oprah Winfrey, it's been in mainstream news that they, quote, meet secretly to discuss a, quote, global government to forcibly reduce population. That's Times of London. We'll put that up.
Absolutely. They believe that they have the right to sit down in a room somewhere with their fellow travelers and decide not only which individuals get to live and die, but which entire races of people are allowed to live and which ones will be forced to die. And it is a frightening world that we live in, because the American people have become anesthetized to all this stuff, and they're more concerned about who's going to play in the Super Bowl next year than they are any of these kind of issues. You know, I could go on the streets of downtown Dallas today, or you could, Alex, and we could stand there and talk about things that we have absolute irrefutable proof that are going on, and 90% like these things, and 90% of the same people that walk by would totally ignore us. But if we were standing there talking about the Dallas Cowboys or the Dallas Mavericks or, you know, the New York Yankees or something, we'd have people lined up around the block wanting to talk. And I think that these globalists, these eugenics people, the people who see the world as their playground, I think that to some degree they may have consciously created this situation in which they've anesthetized the public.
Oh, no, they've written a bunch of books. Edward Bernays, I mean, there's scores of books where they brag in the 20s and 30s that they were setting up this system where people will love their servitude and where they arrest the development of men and women, where people are in a childlike state for all of life and giggle at anything serious.
Absolutely. That's where we are. That's where we are as a country. That's where the world is, we're following the rest of the world into over the abyss.
If you tell a lot of black people this, who are bought into the system especially, they'll say, oh, shut up, you're making that up, you're probably a racist. I mean, you're going 52% of you were never born. This is a plan. They say that they want to kill you as weeds. They said they would pose as liberals, and a lot of black folks are so wedded to worshiping Obama, they don't even want to listen to you.
Well, yeah, but I'm telling you, Alex, we're seeing, since MAFA 21 came out, we're seeing a groundswell of not these elitists that you're talking about, the people in the so-called leadership roles, because remember something, black leaders do not represent black people in America any more than our so-called white leaders represent white people in America. There is this disconnect between the leaders and the people they're supposed to serve. What I'm seeing is that a lot of blacks are starting to wake up to this and say, you know, I've always been suspicious about some of these things, this eugenic stuff, and why all the Planned Parenthood facilities are in our neighborhoods. And they're starting to wake up to this, and they're starting to see that many of their leaders, just like we're seeing in the white community, many of their leaders have sold them down the river.
Mark Crutcher's our guest. We're going to come back from break and give him the floor to get into his film, How Eugenics Was First Tested Out on Black People. The first IBM computer was to track blacks. And of course, we cover all that in my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, which Mark years ago told me influenced his great film, Mafia 21, Black Genocide in the 21st Century America. You need to get this out to every American you know, black, white, Hispanic, it doesn't matter. We're all being targeted. We'll be right back.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at hardshoot.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.hardshoot.com. www.hardshoot.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, going to Mark Crutcher, who made the incredible documentary film Black Genocide in the 21st Century, Maafa, or Maafa, M-A-A-F-A, a documentary film, Maafa 21. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. We'll get into more contemporary examples of this. But tell folks about the film, which, by the way, is available at Infowars.com. If folks want to get the film, wake folks up, support your great ministry, support our work, the film is available at Infowars.com for folks that want to get it. But, Mark, break down what the film covers.
Well, basically, we start... we wanted to show people what the real origins of legalized abortion were. The American people have been sold this idea that abortion is about women's rights and privacy and reproductive freedom and choice and all those basically sales pitches that we hear all the time. The reality is that the legalization of abortion was just the latest tool in a string of eugenics tools that were used to wipe out the African-American race in America. And I know this sounds strange, but I think we do a good job of connecting the dots from the days before the end of slavery right up to today. We started with that premise that we would go backwards from legalized abortion. What was the motive behind it? What drove it? And where we ended up going backwards was in the days...
But that's not strange. That's where the first gun control in this country came from, was after Emancipation Proclamation. They said, we can't have blacks having guns.
That's right. And, you know, it's interesting. I went to a showing of Maafa 21 in Arizona when I was out there giving a speech not too long ago. And a black gentleman came up to me afterward, and he said, I had to come see this, he said, because it reinforces a lot of things I'd heard about it. And he said, it reinforces a lot of things that I'd always thought. He said, now, my particular issue is Second Amendment. And he said, did you know that the original gun control laws in this country were enacted to keep blacks from getting guns? And I said, well, I had heard that, but I said, I haven't studied. I can't say that I'm an expert in that field. He said, well, I am, and I can tell you absolutely that is the origin of gun control laws in America. And he said, so this idea that the origin of abortion and the origin of eugenics started with the effort to wipe out the black community is not strange at all to me. He said, it's not even remotely far-fetched. It makes perfect sense. The things that I saw in this film tie up a lot of loose ends for me and explain a lot of things that I never understood.
Well, that's exactly what's going on. And up until even the 80s, there was still secret forced sterilization going on. And, you know, whatever's tested the black community is then moved out, you know, against everybody. And my research has gotten into the Rockefeller Foundation now with hormones added to vaccines. We have the total proof of that. Bisphenol A to reduce fertility. They are going after everybody in this system.
Yeah, and you know, we have a segment in Maafa 21 about the link between the American eugenics movement and the Nazis. And basically, the Nazi eugenics programs originated with the United States. I mean, Madison Grant, who was one of the head leaders of the American Eugenics Society, wrote a book that Adolf Hitler called his Bible, and it was about creating basically the master race. And Adolf Hitler referred to Madison Grant's book as his Bible, and he repeatedly said that his heroes and the people that he looked to for guidance for his eugenics programs in Nazi Germany were all Americans. And a few British, but mostly American. We also have to understand that Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Europe, in Germany, that was the place where all the eugenics models were designed for Nazi Germany or for Nazi-occupied Europe, was actually funded by the Rockefeller Foundation and the Carnegie Foundation. So all this, all of these links between the Nazis and the American eugenics movement, most people have no idea that this was going on. But in reality, it was. We were not clean in this situation, I can assure you.
Well, it's so important to get this film out to everybody because it gets even more sophisticated. If you look at the model, and we've got all the documents, we've published them, we've covered them in previous shows. I've got Aaron popping in later with us a little bit, Mark, to go over some of this. But you go back to the 20s and 30s, as you know, they said, we've got to have the state break up the family. We're going to start with blacks. We're going to pay the women not to have a man in the house. Then we can institutionalize their males like they've done Native American males. And we can then totally destroy these people. Then they put the blacks in the prisons. They turn into gangbangers. Then the society totally degenerates. They come out and push music and messages that destroy the black family. Now that model is used against everyone. We'll talk about that when we come back. This is how they destroy a group of people. And they're doing it to all of us, by the way, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Where can you find a super-strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
We are back live. I have one correction to make. For many years on Access TV in Austin, I've watched their television show, and it's in a radio studio with both radio mics and radio headphones and look like radio to me. And so I knew it was on in Dallas, so I was saying radio show. It's a TV show, but shot in what looks like a radio format. Find out more at LifeDynamics.com. Of course, Mike Crutcher, very well known. And listen, we've got what's that, Jaron? Yeah, Mark Crutcher is our guest, and we've got Aaron Dykes popping in here in just a moment. But why do I go back over eugenics so much? Why do I talk about it, even though we've got all of this news and all of this information in front of us? Why do I spend almost every day, at least 30 minutes on this? Because, ladies and gentlemen, and we got Aaron popping in a moment, we have read, it's got to be conservatively, over 100 books written by them. And these are the heads of the UN, the heads of UNESCO, you know, the IMF chiefs, the British royalty, the Dutch royalty, the mainstream news articles about how they have secret meetings and it's about population reduction. This is what they're obsessed with. This is what governs what they're doing. This is why they're coming out with vaccines that sterilize you whether you like it or not. This is why they're putting things in the GMO crops that are engineered in every major study to sterilize rodents, having the same effect on humans. Cancer doubling the last decade. Diabetes doubling. This is a big deal. This is a lot more important than Dancing with the Stars. And going back to our guest, I mean, look at this news that I've got here today. Beckham's a bad example for families. With a fourth child, the couple have joined the ranks of the irresponsible, population experts say. And then meanwhile, Ted Turner has five kids, all these big houses. Al Gore's got all, you know, this giant carbon footprint. The British royal family, their own trains, jets, yachts. The Rothschilds pushing this. These folks just want the earth to themselves. What's your view and take on that and how they're attacking the family?
Well, we had a story that we covered on Live Talk here a couple months ago in England where there's this group of people that are advocating that people are saying that people who have children are irresponsible and maybe criminal because of the carbon footprint that every child creates on the earth. And they're actually saying that people who, if you slip up and end up pregnant, that the only responsible thing to do is have an abortion. And it is, you're right about one thing. The hypocrisy of this is breathtaking, because you have these hypocrites like Al Gore coming out here talking about the carbon footprint, while he has a personal carbon footprint that's as much as some small town. And yet no one calls him to task for that. And it goes back to what I said earlier. These people, what I call the moneyed elite in this world, they consider the earth their playground. And the rest of us are just allowed here as we provide services. And we're kind of the servile class. And whatever we can do to support them is fine, and we're tolerated to that extent. But beyond that, like I said, this is their, this the earth belongs to them. And they are the God of this earth.
Well, Mark Crutcher, I have gotten the textbooks going back over 100 years. I've shown them on air. We've made special reports, you know, with the material, where they openly said, we're going to destroy the family. We're going to put folks on welfare so they're dependent. Through education, we're going to lower the test scores and make people regurgitate information instead of actually having critical thinking. I've interviewed the former head of policy, Department of Education, in the 80s, where this was admittedly the goal. The lower down people didn't know. And they talk in these documents about the family being an anachronism, archaic, that needs to be eradicated. And again, we see the model being blacks. What, 50 years ago, they had less than 50% illegitimacy? And I'm not bashing single parents, folks, but the point is that you have three times the chance of being in prison, or even higher when that happens. And with blacks, it's gone from below 50 to over 90% now. And the system just completely brainwashes and sells a culture of total criminality to black people.
Yeah, and they basically have set blacks up for failure. They have created an environment in which they, and I agree with something you said earlier, white liberals in this country hate blacks. Contrary to what they're going to tell you out in public, they hate the black race. And I think that they have set up a situation that was specifically decided as a way to get rid of blacks. And, you know, I'll tell you another group that has been victimized by this. A few years ago, I went to do a speech in South Dakota, and we were driving between Pierre, South Dakota, and Rapid City, South Dakota, and I saw a sign for a Indian reservation. And I had never, even though I'm right here in North Texas, and, you know, there's Indian reservations not far from here, I'd never been on one. I thought, well, I'm going to go, what does this look like? And so we got off the road, and we had some extra time, and drove down this little two-lane blacktop road, and finally came to this Indian reservation, which is basically just a small little town. It was the saddest thing that I have ever seen in my life. If you go to one of these Indian reservations and you see the level of alcoholism and the level of the poverty and all the other social and cultural problems that existed on these reservations, what you're looking at is the design of white liberals. And what white liberals have done to the American Indian, the Native American, is far more criminal than anything that was done to them prior to the modern times. And I think that that's the model that they're using in the African American race, and now they're really branching out to go after Hispanics, as Hispanics have now become the second most the second most populous race in America.
And, Mark, let me stop you there. In my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, that is an excellent complementary film to MAFA 21, Black Genocide of the 21st Century, we have a clip from a Texas legislative meeting with the head of the state of Texas psychiatry board being questioned by the representatives, and they say, why are 68% of foster children on an average of 7 psychotropic drugs? And he says they have bad gene pools. And that's what CPS says when they come take poor white children, black children, Hispanic, statistically to situations 5 times more dangerous than home, but with no oversight over government. And he went on to say that they basically are defective humans. Eugenics is their operating mode. And if you talk to a, quote, white liberal and say, we need to stop aborting all these black people, they say, are you going to adopt these blacks? When statistics show there are folks that want to adopt the blacks. In fact, more people want to adopt than there are even blacks being killed. Then they have black liberal groups come out and block whites or Hispanics adopting blacks. And that's being foundation funded by the eugenicists. They want those blacks dead. So it is racism to want to save black babies and, God forbid, raise them with whites, because then that would unify people instead of folks being against each other. This is so diabolical.
Well, let me tell you, as we were doing my Alpha 21, and as you know, in doing something like this, a lot of times some of the best stuff winds up on the cutting room floor. And I can tell you that you start picking up on trends and attitudes and things, and it became crystal clear to me that since the beginning of this eugenics movement that started, like I said, right before the end of slavery in America, this moneyed elite in the world has consciously tried to keep black people and white people and Hispanic people fighting with each other. Because as long as we were fighting with each other, we weren't seeing what the government was doing and what the moneyed elite were doing. And they had a vested interest in keeping us all at each other's throat. And I think the hope for all of this is that is when whites and blacks and Hispanics start talking to each other and saying, you know, wait a minute, something's not right here. I wasn't born hating you. Where did this all come from? And I'm telling you, I don't know how much studying you've done on the Third Reich, but one of the tricks that Hitler used was to keep all his top people fighting with each other, because Hitler was scared to death that if these people don't hate each other, they'll eventually join forces and come after me.
No, he would play them off against each other.
Absolutely, he made sure everybody there hated everybody else and didn't trust them. And in a sense, that's what the moneyed elite in this world has been doing for the last 150 years. They've been trying to make sure that black people and white people and now Hispanic people don't trust each other, hate each other, and don't speak to each other. And
well, that's called divide and conquer.
Absolutely.
And then all the leadership of the groups that represent the white groups, the black groups, the Hispanic groups, the Asian groups, you track them back to the very same Rockefeller, Carnegie, Bill and Melinda Gates foundations, where the leaders are funded by them. And so they will then do whatever the leaders say, even though they're eugenicist operatives. That's why a liberal black person will defend, and so will a white, more than half of blacks never being born, because that's now a liberal sacrament, and you are a racist for not wanting black people dead.
That's it in a nutshell.
And, of course, it makes no sense, but they know through tribalism, through divide and conquer, that's exactly what's going on. Mark, I want to bring Aaron Dykes in here, one of our great researchers at Infowars.com, in a moment. But what are some of the other facets of MAFA 21 that people need to understand, and why is it important this film be shown?
Well, first off, I think one of the most – and, you know, Alex, I've always thought when you do a project like this, when you're doing research, if you don't learn as much as you eventually teach, then it was a failure. And I can tell you that I learned things in doing MAFA 21 that I never knew before. I've been in the pro-life movement for 30 years, and there were things about it that I didn't know that I found out. One of those was that the original groups in America who were opposed to abortion were not the Catholic Church or any of the pro-life groups that we all know so well today. It was actually the Black Panthers, the Nation of Islam. It was the radical 60s civil rights groups who saw, this was before abortion was legalized, but they saw that that white liberals pushing for the legalization of abortion was an instrument that was going to be used to wipe out the black race. They saw that clearly. And we need to understand this is part of this thing of keeping us all divided. Because when you start looking at, say, some of these 60s, the radical 60s civil rights groups, you think, well, the antithesis of that is white conservatives. When in reality, we have a lot more in common than you might think. And when you sit and talk with some of these guys, and I had a very unique experience here one day with a guy just literally walked up and knocked on our door and wanted to come in and talk. And he's in his 60s now. He was one of the founders of the Black Panther Party in North Texas. And he had seen my Alpha 21 and saw that it was made here in Denton, so he lives here in Denton, and he came over to talk. One of the most interesting conversations I've ever had in my life, we talked for probably 2.5-3 hours. And it was amazing to me to hear how many things that he talked about in the civil rights movement in the 60s were so similar to the pro-life and pro-family movement that we have today. And how some of the things that we had to fight against, that we had to fight against today, they had to fight against back in the 60s. It was the exact same phenomenon, and they were treated the same way by the government. They were treated the same way by the media. The perception, I had this discussion with someone in the pro-life movement not long ago, and I said, he said, well, all these 60 civil rights groups were XXX, and he you know, had these preconceived ideas about them. I said, where did you get that information? I said, who gave you that particular view of these groups? And he said, well, it's just what I read and heard. I said, so the media gave it to you? And he said, well, yeah, I guess so. And I said, what do you think the perception is among people today in America of the pro-life movement? And where do you think they got that perception? The media gave it to them.
Well, let me expand. They also promote counterfeits, just like true constitutionalists founded the Tea Party in support of Ron Paul 4 years ago. The Republican Party 2 years ago openly came in, co-opted the name, and tried to take it over. It's the same thing. They do this every time.
Absolutely. And so, and I told this friend of mine not long ago, I said, look, if you don't want to accept the media's portrayal of you as a pro-lifer, then don't just automatically accept the media's portrayal of this man here in Denton because he forms the Black Panthers here in North Texas. And the perception that you have of him came from the same people who you now say are liars about the pro-life movement. It's the same group of people.
Well, also, they take unstable people from all these groups and then give them attention. And just like a lot of black leaders that are radical turn out to be closet feds, most white supremacists like Hal Turner and others turn out to be feds. It's all part of their divide and conquer strategy. That's why I have the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, attacking me on one end, and then the Nazis attacking me on the other, because it's all the same crew, and that's come out over and over again. I want to bring Aaron Dykes in, one of our researchers. We've got a shot here of the molecular vision of life. We've got all these eugenics publications put out by the eugenics group. We have the former head of UNESCO, a book about evolutionary studies, about Aldous Huxley's brother, Julian Huxley, where they admit eugenics is their religion. Aaron, chiming in on this discussion, researching this, is eugenics not the heart of the New World Order's religion?
It is absolutely at the heart of that, and I think it's tied directly in with their quest for centralization for a world state. And I think that really ties in with the value of labor. I think what's really interesting in MAFA 21, I haven't seen it in about over a year, so I hope I'm not misquoting, but he talks about how they were happy to have population grow under slavery with the black community because they could use them to work in the fields, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But once slavery was ended, they had an incentive to decrease the population, thus the era of proper eugenics.
And now the globalists in all their publications, you've got some of those. I want to impart this information to our guest because he's influential, Mark Crutcher. Now they write, because of robotics and industrialization, they don't need any of us, and that's why they have the headlines, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us.
Well, that's the other thing about slavery. At the same time that was happening was the culmination of the Industrial
Revolution. The cotton gin, all of it.
And the Industrial Revolution ended in the monopolies that we see today amongst the Rockefellers, the Carnegies, the Fords, et cetera, et cetera. And those people have been looking to further centralize us. And, yeah, the rise of technology has further devalued the price of human labor, the value of it, to the point where they talk about openly killing us or using propaganda or psychological or biological techniques or all of the above.
You're reading from their plans and expanding on that.
The birth rate, or they'll keep us as pets, as kind-hearted liberals, just as George Bernard.
And by the way, you have the actual quotes from him there. You're reading from Bill Joy, the owner of Sun Microsystems there.
Yeah, he's quoting Ted Kaczynski, who was talking about the new Luddite challenge. The Luddites, you know, revolted against the Industrial Revolution, devaluing human labor, whether they're right or wrong. Now we face a new challenge with technology, as they've continued to centralize society to take over entire countries, entire regions, steer them and control what.
And that's what environmentalism's about, not the earth. It's about teaching you you're bad, you're worthless, to take on this group guilt so you will then allow them to bring in a post-industrial world and eventually euthanize you. We're going to come back with our guest, Ann Aaron Dykes, for two more segments. Then we're getting into the economy and a bunch of other news and your phone calls. I know folks are holding. You can hold till late after next hour, or you can call back at that time. And I've got a bunch of news that ties into this where they're telling you that you need taxes on you, a one-child policy. That's how it started in China. If you have one or two children, this is now being mainlined, and children are being taught that they're evil in schools. We'll be right back.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
This is the system, the belief system that drives the ruling class of the world, including the communist Chinese, where they have forced abortions. And now forced abortions being promoted here in North America. It's being promoted in England and Europe. And they have your children in the public schools. They are teaching them that families are bad, your parents are bad. I've read you the quotes here. It is outrageous that we're allowing this to go on. I want to go back for the rest of this segment, the next, to Mark Trump. Crutcher of LifeDynamics.com, who made the excellent film MAFA 21, Black Genocide of the 21st Century. We have it comboed at InfoWars.com with Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, that gives you the full spectrum of what's going on. But a lot of folks will say, so what? There are too many people. Remember, you're being targeted as well, idiots. For those of you out there that giggle and laugh about this and kind of fantasize that you're part of the ruling elite because you buy into this, Aaron, I want Mark to comment on some of your research, but get into some of the other quotes. I mean, when they say it's a religion, that's in the book put out by the Eugenics Society, worshiping the founder of transhumanism, who said he changed the name to transhumanism because eugenics was unpopular after Hitler.
Yeah, that's true, and we're talking about Julian Huxley, the brother of Aldous Huxley, who was the first head of UNESCO, part of the United Nations steering group to centralize everything and take control of the entire life process. That's really what it comes down to. And he talks about, first they quote a Dean Inge, who says, eugenics is capable of becoming the most sacred ideal of the human race, as a race, one of the supreme religious duties. And then Julian Huxley says in his 1936 Galton lecture, I agree entirely with him. Once the full implications of evolutionary biology are grasped, eugenics will inevitably become part of the religion of the future, or whatever complex of sentiments may in the future take the place of religion.
And they admit that they can change any genetics they want. I mean, these are the people destroying the environment. With GMO mosquitoes released, fish with dozens of other animals in them, all sorts of genetic scourges already happening. And they talk about, well, it's like Ray Kurzweil. He says, I don't believe in God yet. I'm going to be God. These people, and by the way, the Wedgwoods, the Galtons, the Huxleys, the Darwins all intermarried and believed in the 1860s it would make supermen. Within two generations, hardly any of the, I think we cover the numbers in Endgame, almost all of them died or were completely retarded. And so the ones that lived, I mean, you look at the Huxleys and folks, they were crazy, mad hatters, just like royalty from Egypt on interbreeding. Your comments on that, Mark Crutcher?
Well, yeah, and, you know, you mentioned Galton. Francis Galton is now considered to be the father of modern eugenics. He's the guy who actually coined the word eugenics. That word did not exist before Francis Galton made it up. And what a lot of people don't know about Francis Galton was that he was Charles Darwin's first cousin. And you're talking about people who were avowed racists. Darwin and Galton both wrote that Africans and blacks and aborigines, which we didn't have aborigines in the United States, but that they were basically indistinguishable from the highest form of primate, which they said was the gorilla. And if you read Darwin and Galton's writings, what they said was that the way to make the human race better was to get rid of the humans that were closest to the apes.
Well, sir, just 2 years ago, the head of the IBM Human Genome Bioweapon Program, you know it as the Human Genome Project, had to resign when he said blacks weren't human. And I mean, the point is, though, and they're not just for people that are racist out there, they're not just targeting black folks. They're targeting because they're not just saying they want to kill people they see as inferior. They also want to kill the bad sons, Northern Europeans that aren't under their control. Have you run into that research, Mr. Crutcher?
No, I haven't. But we concentrated on the area involving African Americans, because I think that what they did with African Americans is they wanted to prove a philosophical point. And then once you make the philosophical point that you can make the human race better by getting rid of one particular group, once you've done...
Stay there. Back in 1 minute.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.